So many people in my hometown are hurting these days. Grief has visited our door more than it should, it seems. I keep saying that heavy hearts and deep grief are signs of great love, good memories, and things worth keeping. A Friday night outing in White Park, a place I've spent hundreds of hours in the past 62 plus years, turned ugly for two local families and all of their friends last week. It was Good Friday, the symbolic day of Christ's crucifixion. It's a day of promise for many of us here in the Bible Belt and across the world. It's a day where we know Sunday is coming. Sunday is the day Jesus arose from the dead. It is the day the tomb was empty. It is a day Christians celebrate. I'm not sure of all of the details of Friday's altercation at this point. I'll leave those to the authorities in charge of the case. I do know that a 19-year-old boy named Garen McLaughlin is gone, and a 17-year-old boy is in custody, charged with his death. Both boys were well known to hundreds of people in our small town. I am friends with the victim's sister, Stephanie. Garen's dad, Gary, died of complications of COVID the same year I was ill with COVID. He was a little older. It seems like they've had a lot on their plates in recent years. Sometimes it's just hard to move on. All in all, the McLaughlin name is well known in Barry and Lawrence counties. Several of them are our neighbors. They also have tons of relatives. Our teenage years are supposed to be full of promise and hope for the future. White Park has historically been the site of tennis matches, basketball contests, baseball games, softball contests, and other community events. My dad coached and played there, my brother coached and played there, and I had my time in the local spotlight playing softball for my favorite coaches ever, Denny Roy and David Kahn. Both of them would look at me, shake their heads, and laugh at some of the stunts I pulled on the ball field. A community's parks should be sacred ground. Our kids should be safe, happy, and loved there. I'm not sure what the answers are. I think spending time outdoors is healthy and smart. The mom and teacher in me wants to know where my kids are and protect them. I am praying for guidance for all those whose hearts are hurting. I've talked a little this week about decisions, consequences, and avoiding confrontations. We need healthy coping skills. We also need more education for gun safety and discussions about how to avoid violence, take a breath, step back, and think things through. Lives are forever changed. One life is lost. Everything was altered on Friday in a matter of seconds. I'm looking for answers, but the truth is, my heart still hurts.